And now, the Idaho Farm and Ranch Minute, brought to you by Idaho's agricultural community.
Well, new Rural Partners Network investments are announced. That's coming up on the Idaho Farm and Ranch Minute.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Idaho's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports. A winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
The latest round of Rural Partners Network investments focuses on efforts to improve service to historically underserved communities in rural America. Rod Bain has more with Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack.
Continuing efforts to improve historically underserved rural communities were announced Wednesday in the form of investments through the Rural Partners Network.
The Department of Agriculture is announcing $262 million from rural development to mission area, focused on projects that will not only create good-paying jobs, but also provide a wide array of opportunities in these communities, from low-income housing to renewable energy projects to improve water and wastewater systems to expanding educational healthcare facilities.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says the current round of funding is targeted for 68 projects within the Rural Partners Network in 9 states and Puerto Rico. Since its launch last April, 36 community partner networks currently are active in 10 states and the Puerto Rican Commonwealth.
In some cases, it's an individual city. In some cases, it's multiple counties that have been designated.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
I'm Neil Larson, and thank you for joining us today. This has been the Idaho Farm and Ranch Minute.